We have as our guest today for SBS Radio Filipino, Mr. Sam Ettel. He is the co-founder of the new app called HubSpot. Hi, Sam.
Hi, Sabu. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so let's start with the story of the brains behind this new app. Can you narrate how this app was started and developed?
Yeah, so it was pretty much all started on a common interest that my business partner and I had. We met at a mutual friend's bar, and then we found out we liked basketball, NFL, mobile applications, and then we both had an entrepreneurship, an entrepreneurial ambition. Mm-hmm. And from there, it sort of just rolled on and HubSpot was created. And then we met our coder, Gustavo, who has come into the team, and he's proved to be a great asset as well. And haven't looked back. We've now got 7 in the team, mm-hmm. and it's been 15 months in development. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's been a great journey.
So who decided for the name of this app?
It was a group decision. That was one of the hardest things we sort of came across as well, the name and the colours. So, but we all came to an agreement and we're very happy with the way it all turned out.
Yeah, very nice name actually. So there are
a lot of
apps out there for making friends. There's Tinder, mm-hmm. there's Hey, and a friend told me recently about Meetup. So what makes HubSpot different from those?
I suppose Tinder's aimed at dating, Meetup's aimed for groups and events. Mm-hmm. So with us, we just want to connect like-minded people through the things they love to do and create those genuine friendships. So as the story I just told you, where Alfonso and I met through all these common interests, and it sort of developed this genuine friendship, which also expanded our network and created this opportunity that we never actually thought was possible, which was creating an app. So the new connections that we are trying to create, we want them to meet these people, but also just find these new opportunities that might be out there.
Mm-hmm. Can you graphically describe to us the interface of HubSpot?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So our interface is, the main colours are teal and white, and that they're the main colours used on the app. We've got a feature called Discover People, which is the first feature you come to when you go into the app. This will find you anyone that's around your radius that likes this hobby. So you'll have your hobbies up the top of this Discover People page, which you can scroll through, and it will randomly update with new people, mm-hmm. and just find you people around you that like those exact things that you like. We've also got a chat functionality, which allows you, like any chat functionality, to talk to people, screen people, and to see if this is someone you want to talk to at first. Mm-hmm. We've got a spot boards function, which is more a community-based functionality, mm-hmm. that is more like a discussion board, which allows you to connect to people, a lot more people. Mm-hmm. So you can put out a post and it can be seen by 10, 20,000 people, whoever's actually around your area at that time, and it can create that discussion board where people can talk about things. So it might be something you want to know about the activity you're going to do. It might be something you want to purchase within the activity that you're looking to do. So, and this can just be a way for people to interact and just chat about exactly what they're looking to do.
Mm-hmm. Sam, I actually read from your press pack a term called location-based services. Can you explain this more?
Yeah, so the location-based services is a radius that we set. Mm-hmm. So it'll be a maximum 50-kilometre radius. Mm-hmm. So where you're the middle point of that radius, the user, mm-hmm. and 50 kilometres around you, mm-hmm. is the people you will be able to see on the app. So we wanted to do that because we didn't want to have you finding people that were 300 kilometres away, mm-hmm. 500 kilometres away, because it's very hard to actually do these activities and quickly set up a meeting with people that are so far away. So we wanted to give you all the people that are right around you, mm-hmm. that love the things you do, so you can quickly find them and do the things you love to do.
Oh, that's very interesting. So what would you want the Filipino-Australian community to know about the advantages of this app?
I suppose for anyone moving interstate country, mm-hmm. it's a much easier transition into a city. I mean, when I first moved, I'm from Perth originally, so when I moved to Melbourne, I didn't know many people here. Mm-hmm. And you spend that 3 to 6 months trying to build that friendship base, where I know my business partners were the same when they first came here. So it's just an easier transition into a city that you're moving to, or you might just want to meet new people to expand your network and just try and see where that takes you. It might open those doors like what we've had, where it helped us create an app. We got that that team together where we could just expand on ideas, and it might just be for your enjoyment. So it's just an instant way to meet people who you like.
Mm-hmm. So Sam, there are apps out there that lost its reputation because users have found another purpose for it and sadly used it the wrong way. An example is Tinder. They now called it as the hookup app. Mm-hmm. So how would you keep the good reputation and integrity of this app if ever it will be misused by the users in the future?
Yeah, and that's a good question. Mm-hmm. Every app's going to have that sort of those tags that they have to try and keep to, and it's our obligation to keep relaying the vision and the intention of HubSpot. So we want to connect people to create those genuine friendships. That's our mission. That's our goal. And we want to give them the experience that we had when we first met up and created HubSpot. So we need to listen to our users because they're going to be the ones who shape the app for us with their wants and demands. So we want to make sure that we're still listening to them, but we want to keep the integrity of what we've set out to create. So if we get an overwhelming amount of activity in a certain category or a feature, we'll need to look to pivot the app maybe. So if it's cycling, we might need to go down that direction of a cycling app. But it's because it's still an early stage of the app, we're listening to our users, what they want, what they're demanding, and we're going to try and make it as close to what they want as possible. So but with keeping the integrity of being that app that connects people to create those genuine friendships.
So Sam, please inform our listeners about the launching of this app and other important details you want to add.
Yep, so the app is now available in both the iOS and the Google Play Store, so it can be found now. We're an Australian-owned business, so all the support we get is greatly appreciated. There are a lot of great Australian startups out there, so with the help of everyone, we're looking to help lead the charge through this new ideas boom that's come about, and we need everyone's support. So we're very grateful for that, and we look forward to seeing people on the app.
All right. Thanks a lot, Sam.
Thank you very much, Simon.
Okay, enjoy your day. Bye.
Yeah, you have a great one. Bye.
SBS Filipino. Ibahagi ang iyong mga kwento sa Facebook.